From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is expected to sign the repeal of the military ban on gays serving openly this week. And Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen welcomes the repeal, saying we'll be a better military as a result. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is now headed for history 17 years after being enacted by Congress. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Senate gave the repeal final passage yesterday.
It was a resounding bipartisan vote of 65-31 that sent the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal to President Obama for his signature. Not one Democrat voted against it, and eight Republicans voted for it. Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman said that vote proved senators can still come together across party lines in what's been an otherwise fractious lame duck session.
Perhaps as we enter the holidays now, it's also the best thing we could do to say to the American people that we're still able to come together in a bipartisan way to right a wrong and do something that's in the best interest of our country.
Implementation of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell may take some time. A process of certification and a 60-day wait for congressional review will have to happen first. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Immigrant rights activists are disappointed today. Senate Republicans blocked a bill that would have allowed undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children a chance to gain legal status. Opponents said the bill represented a backdoor to amnesty, but Jorge Mario Cabrera, an immigration leader in Los Angeles, disputes that.
Those that claimed that this was an amnesty were simply utilizing lame excuses to basically not pass something that they know in their heart is the right thing to do.
Supporters fell 5 votes short of what they needed to break GOP opposition. The United Nations says its peacekeeping troops will remain in Ivory Coast despite calls by the incumbent leader for all blue helmets to leave the country immediately. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton reports the peacekeepers are accused of taking sides in the current post-electoral standoff.
The UN chief Ban Ki-moon says the UN Security Council meets Monday to discuss the renewal of the peacekeeping mission's mandate in Ivory Coast, which expires at the end of the month. In a statement, Ban reiterates his message that the world has spoken with one voice regarding incumbent Laurent Gbagbo's attempt to hold on to power. The UN Secretary General says Africa has shown the continent is united in its commitment to respect the democratically expressed will of Ivorians, recognizing Alassane Ouattara as president-elect. Ban adds the peacekeeping force will continue to document any human rights violations, incitement to hatred and violence, or attacks on peacekeepers, with consequences for the perpetrators. Ophibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. United Nations Security Council is due to hold an emergency session today as tensions simmer on the Korean Peninsula. There are concerns that a standoff between North and South Korea could escalate. South Korea says it still plans on holding an artillery exercise from the same island shelled by North Korea a month ago. It had been scheduled for this weekend, but bad weather has delayed things. North Korea is warning of a catastrophe if the exercise is held. An attack at an army recruitment center in northern Afghanistan early today left 5 members of the Afghan security forces dead. Authorities say 4 gunmen, including at least 1 suicide bomber, staged the attack. Insurgents also attacked a bus filled with army officers in the capital of Kabul, killing 5 and wounding 9. It was the first major attack in Kabul in months. The U.S.-based classified ads website Craigslist has pulled prostitution ads from its Canadian website. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the move came after months of political pressure.
By Saturday, the San Francisco-based internet company was no longer running an erotic services section on its Canadian website. Until this weekend, the site featured ads with blatant sex listings, including prices and explicit pictures. Canadian and U.S. lawmakers have complained to the company for months that the ads promoted the illegal sex trade. Canada's Justice Minister Rob Nicholson was pleased with the ads being pulled, saying the government was concerned they could facilitate serious criminal offenses, such as living on the avails of child prostitution and trafficking. The issue made headlines last month when police in British Columbia arrested a 14-year-old girl and charged her not only with prostituting herself, but with promoting other underage girls through ads on Craigslist. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.